Haunting voices from the past and present commingled this week, providing eerie reminders of September 11, 2001, and chilling news that an American was beheaded in Saudi Arabia. Preliminary findings from the 9/11 Commission confirmed much of what was already known about the hijackings and attacks that took place almost 3 years ago. Intelligence was faulty, conflicting information stymied communications between air controllers and the military, and at the White House, everything from phone calls to the chain of command was confused. The 9/11 commissioners also found that few, if any, consequential links existed between al-Qaeda and the Iraqi regime of Saddam Hussein. President Bush and Vice President Cheney were quick to refute those findings. They made efforts to clarify past statements that had left many Americans with the impression that Saddam had actively supported the 9/11 attacks. The commission's findings and the political response were all overshadowed on Friday, with word that American Paul Johnson Jr. was murdered in Saudi Arabia. With so much news coming from Washington and overseas, we turn to colleagues around the country to get an impression of how Americans are responding to events. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune. Kate, welcome back.
Good morning.
Ken Bunting is executive editor at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in Washington State. Ken, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Leanne.
And Pat Yak is editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Leanne.
Pat, let's start with you, and we'll work our way west. Washington was preoccupied with the findings of the 9/11 Commission this past week. What do you think America was paying equal attention?
I'm not sure that, at least in this part of the world, it was, Leanne. I think people were starting to take a breather after a very big week with the passing of Ronald Reagan and the services and the memorials. And on top of that, at least in our neck of the woods, we had the G8 summit just north of us, and that dominated the news both in South Georgia and North Florida. I don't think because a lot of new information has come out of these reports that has captured much of the attention of people.
Ken Bunting in Washington State, what's dominating people's minds there?
Well, the 9/11 Commission, for one, I mean, we did have new information for us out here. The fact that tall buildings in Seattle and Los Angeles had been targets, at least in the minds of the original 9/11 plotters. And that had not come out before the Commission's report. So because of that partly, and also partly because people here can take any bit of world news and wrap it around the prism of the election and get very interested in it as a political issue, the 9/11 Commission was high on everybody's radar screen.
Kate Nelson, what's on everyone's radar screen in New Mexico?
Things other than the 9/11 Commission, I have to admit, that barely scored a blip on the radar screen here. A lot of hot local news going on. We have an issue with the substance abuse in the judiciary, and that's certainly been eating up a lot of newspaper space and talk radio time, and fires as every summer in the Southwest. As far as the 9/11 Commission findings went, I think that there's like a subtle sort of shift happening that it's not top of mind for people, but definitely there's a growing sense of something's not right here. I think you can see it nationally in Bush's poll results and some apprehension about what happened and what's happening now.
Kate, as the presidential campaign year wears on in New Mexico, are people talking about Iraq in relation to politics, or do you think the campaign remains pretty much a distant thought?
Mostly you're hearing domestic issues. Mm-hmm. And right now they're starting some of the platform writing hearings up in Santa Fe this weekend, and the issues that they're talking about are education, health care, and a Western water plan. I think the ties to Iraq will come probably closer to the election itself, and they'll be pretty strong ones. We have a lot of National Guardsmen over there who are expected to be home a very long time ago, and a lot of families here who are aching for them.
Pat Yak in Jacksonville, people talking about presidential politics in northern Florida?
Well, they are, if only indirectly, because the president's brother is still our governor here, and we have a very hotly contested Senate race. The primaries for both the Democrats and the Republicans are starting to really heat up, and a lot of people are trying to associate themselves with Senator Kerry if they're in the Democratic Party, and President Bush if they're in the Republican primary, and people are really starting to turn their attention to politics here just because Florida played such a dramatic and historic role the last time, and people can't forget it.
Ken Bunting, how focused are people in Seattle at this point with the presidential race, or is it still in the background?
It's sort of mixed. In a way, they're sort of consumed with it. Like I said, they can wrap almost any story around the prism of the presidential race. I mean, we've got a lot of attention to the Enron scandal here because of revelations and the involvement of a local utility in the release of the tapes that showed the Enron executives exulting over their plot of driving up electric bills. We offload a story today with about the possibility that Ken Lay will be indicted in a couple of weeks. But the calls that I'll get on Monday morning at the office will be people reacting to finding a political motive in almost every bit of news.
Ken Bunting, there's been good news about the economy, job and productivity growth, among other things. Are Washingtonians more perhaps optimistic about their day-to-day lives?
I think they are, but you know, we've had a roller coaster for the past 5 years. I mean, so much of what drives our economy or the employment levels and the fortunes of Boeing, and every time there's a bit of good news, as in the Navy signs a contract, there's a bit of bad news, as in, you know, an indictment is coming from the Air Force scandal. So it's up and down. It's a roller coaster. We have seen some job growth. We have the lowest unemployment in, I think, since September 2001 here this past month. So there's reason for optimism, but then we've seen this roller coaster go on for so long, people are taking that with guarded optimism.
Kate Nelson, do New Mexicans sense the economy is improving?
No. In fact, in some conversations I had with a readers panel this week, that was foremost, economic insecurity and what's going to happen to their health care. We based a lot of our economic boosts in the last few years on drawing call centers to Albuquerque and to pockets of New Mexico. 800 MCI workers were just laid off from one of those centers. They're certainly feeling uncertain now. On one of the bright notes, we're marketing ourselves now as a new filmmaking capital and drawing some Hollywood action into Santa Fe. And as a side note to that, they're remaking the movie The Longest Yard up at the old Santa Fe Penitentiary. And there's a little bit of a controversy going on because the movie makers want real grass, and that's entitling them to some hundreds of thousands of gallons of water, and people aren't too happy about that.
Pat Yak, when we talked to you last time, you told us that there was some optimism about the coming summer, the tourist season in Florida. What about it? Are hotels, restaurants, amusement parks seeing some improvement in their business?
Everything is starting to pick up. The last time I think we visited, I said that in-state travel was down. That's starting to pick up now. We're the first month and really into the summer season here. And the only real deterrent to Florida travel right now are the thunderstorms that we're getting in the afternoon. But the whole economy in Florida is starting to pick up.
Pat Yak is editor of the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville. Ken Bunting is executive editor at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in Washington State. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. Thank you all.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.